The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman but died childless. The second and the third married her, and likewise all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now at the resurrection, whose life will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry. But those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise. Even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called out, 'Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob,' and he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. The problem with people is that once they decide to be selfish or not to listen, they will always find an excuse to do that. No? So this group of men, Sadducees, decided on their own not to believe in life after death. So what happened? They use a wonderful story in the Old Testament to justify the reasoning. And they use the first reading. I hope you understand the purpose, the beauty of the first reading. The first reading is all about what? Fidelity to God. That even though they were tortured, even though they were offered freedom, even though they were given any kind of promises, just to deny God, they chose what? Torture and death over any other offer. They preferred to die than to be unfaithful to God. Seven brothers and their mother, all of them died, first tortured and then put to death. That's the story. The beauty of the story in the first reading, it's fidelity to the will of God. And then, of course, the Sadducees, who are crazy because they don't believe in the resurrection, use that wonderful story for something else. Did you hear the gospel? Talks about what? The first brother, the eldest, was married, he died, and the woman was childless, and according to Moses, the second brother is supposed to get her pregnant. And then, of course, seven of them died eventually. Whose wife will she be? See, out of context. They just use the story just to what? Question about resurrection. That's the thing about even now, huh? Remember, huh? Even now, people are using the Bible for their own way of thinking, even though it may be wrong or even against the will of God. People are using the Bible to fit their own agenda. And of course, thanks in a way, thanks to their question, even though it was done out of malice, Christ declared there is what? Life after death. No? That there is resurrection. And that is, of course, He's giving us also an idea of what heaven is. Heaven is not about marry and remarry. Meaning what? It's not about husband and wife. So please, don't think when you die, I am gonna look for my husband or I'm gonna look for my wife. If you do that, you will end up in hell. Why? Because when you die, you're supposed to look for what? God. Don't think, you know, when we're dead, yes, here now, here, it's okay. Because you are still attached to your husband, to your wife, to your mother, to your brother or sister who died, for any friend here on earth. But once you are in heaven, what? It's all about God. Yes or no? Because if you think that you will not be happy in heaven if you don't see your husband or wife or mother or father, then you don't get it. It's all about God. If you see them, hey, okay, no problem. But you will not be less happy. What if just in case they are not in heaven and you are? Will you be sad? Then you are not in heaven then. Because you are what? Attached to your loved ones more than being attached to God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Huh? Right now it's okay because we are here on earth. We think differently. It's all about human attachment. But when you are in heaven, if we're lucky or if we are blessed to be in heaven, it's all about God. So my dear friends, resurrection, life after death, is simply going back to God. That is true life, because God is life. But we have to do first what Christ tells us. Since He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way. He is the source of life. He is the ultimate truth. And therefore, everything that He said, everything that He showed, everything that He revealed, we must follow. The problem again is that, sad to say, many people profess to be Christians and yet, what? Pick and choose what to believe. You cannot do that. Everything that Christ said is a commandment. It is never, never a suggestion, huh? Please remember that, huh? Because some Christians profess to believe in Jesus and yet they take His word for granted and they make up things to fit their own agenda. You cannot do that, no? And therefore, we must always try to know what Christ is all about. Not simply about the dogma of His divinity. We know that already. We believe in that already, that He is God. But since He is God, everything that He said is for our own good. And that it is for our own good that we must appreciate everything that He has given us. And most of all, as Catholics, as Christian Catholics, what is the most beautiful thing He gave us after Christ, before He died? This one, no? The Eucharist. Every Christian should have this. Every Christian should have this. Why? Because He gave it to us. But what's happening? Not all Christians believe in the Eucharist. Even though they profess, again, they profess, some Christians profess to believe in Jesus, and yet do not follow, appreciate, embrace what He has given. Just like the Sadducees. The Sadducees are this group of men who only believe in the written law. Written. So therefore, anything that is not written, they don't believe. Especially, they only believe in the Ten Commandments. And yet, the irony is, they believe in this,
But they don't believe in life after death. How can you follow the will of God and then end up not believing that you will continue to exist after you die? Why believe in God, but if you and then not believe that you are going to continue living, but this time with God when you die? It's so inconsistent. Inconsistent. So therefore, for a Christian to believe in Jesus and yet deny the Eucharist that he has given, he has said it, it's inconsistent, inconceivable. But that's what happened. If you pick and choose what to believe. And now, again, I see in YouTube, in Facebook, in other news, Christian, again, this Episcopal priest, she is now a CEO of Planned Parenthood, Episcopal priest, and that she's openly said that she would even go across the state to help a woman do an abortion. Episcopal priest. See, the thing about the Catholic Church, what do you think if I said that? We have what we call excommunication. Yes? Meaning what? You get kicked out of the Catholic Church. The problem with Episcopal priests, I don't know if they do that. But imagine if a Catholic priest says that in public, I will be excommunicated. So don't be surprised if any one of you, if any Catholic openly says something for abortion, be ready to be what? To be punished for what you are saying. No? Huh? Please, be careful. Because that's what's happening now. Some politicians have what? Compromised their faith just to get some votes rather than be faithful to God. Be careful. In the first reading, it talks about what? Pleasing God over politicians. In this case, the king. No? Remember that, huh? You are supposed to be more faithful to the will of God rather than to appease or to please politicians or any worldly leader. Who is God to you? Who is Christ for you? Is he more important than the laws of men? If the laws of men contradict the will of God? And sad to say, that is what we have now. We have laws, human laws, that are now contradicting the will of God, especially with regards to what? With regards to abortion and with regards to changing the nature of marriage. So please, my dear friends, ask yourself, am I really willing, sincere to be with God? And what am I doing now in making sure that I end up with God? Am I willing to die for the sake of giving glory to Christ? Or am I willing to compromise just to please people? Your choice.